You have any new April-isms?
I don't know what that means. Not really. I'm trying to think of what I've done since the last time we recorded.
I always like the things you say, the words you say that I don't say.
I don't know if I can think of any off the dome right now.
Look at that. See what I mean? Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away. Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Kyle Dobson.
And Kyle, tonight, in an episode that I call Bon Voyage April, we are saying goodbye to April Richardson.
Yeah.
Now, April is not here. Currently, tonight's Friday. She's DJing at a club.
Mm-hmm.
We were originally going to record this last night, Thursday, but, you know, a lot of back and forth, and she just couldn't make it work.
She was, like, selling her car. She was, like, moving out.
Moving out, selling all her stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to get green card forms or whatever you get. So she's got a lot of stuff going. And, but, you know, we have had email conversations back and forth. And we're sorry that she couldn't be here, because I really wanted her to be here. It would have been great. But
we also felt it would be weird just to not do a goodbye show. So
right. We have to do a bon voyage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. So I asked the listeners, put it out on the Patreon page, and I asked people to send us a song they would want to play for April.
Mm-hmm.
And write up a dedication.
Oh, nice.
So that's what we're doing. How many songs are in the list right there?
23.
23 songs. All right. So I said I'd take 20, and we had 23. I couldn't really not include everyone. Nope. Sorry. That's it. That's the cutoff. Yeah, but I might never get a chance to... That's too bad. You go to hell. First, I want to start off with... I want to read Carrie Scott. She's co-hosted the show before.
Mm-hmm.
And Sexy Strings... Yeah. I don't know if that's going to air before or after this one, but you'll eventually hear Carrie's voice. Go ahead, Kyle.
And she made the Rock Solid...
Rock Solid database. So she sent along some April Richardson stats.
Okay.
So I wanted to read these.
These would be like on the back of a playing card? Like a player card or a baseball card?
No.
Oh, okay.
Also, we're gonna play her song, so it's not the first song in the list, but I'll just tell you what it is when we get there. So Carrie writes, "Hi Pat, I can't believe April is leaving. She will be missed. Here are some April stats from the Rock Solid database. She did over 30 episodes, played over 350 songs, 25 of which were REM. LOL. And she played 185 different bands or artists. She has made such a great contribution to Rock Solid. I myself have purchased many vinyl albums because of her. The song I would request for April is The Start of Something by Voxtrot, because I am hoping that this new chapter in her life is the start of something truly amazing for her. I wish her all the best." And that's from Carrie Scott. So let's hear a little bit of The Start of Something. This time of night I could call you up. I get angry with athletic ease. Break common laws in twos and threes. If I die clutching your photograph, don't call me boring. It's just cause I like you. Oh, take me on back and take me back to the place where I could feel your heart. Is this the end or just the start of something? Sounds like it's right up April's alley.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds exactly like something that she would enjoy. I got more stats here. Episode 124, I believe that might have been the first episode April was on. And we did Year of Our Birth. That's from November 21st of 2013. I believe that sounds about right.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, you were not here.
No, I was. I remember being there for that episode.
You might have been sitting in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still had
learning the ropes.
Yeah, former producer was still there for that one, I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure. I like the list of this. I'll read some of these down the line. Oh, she did birth year. Then we did cover songs. Then 2013 year in review. Just one song. Mental patient songs. Elvis versus Elvis. B-sides. Mad World. Long song titles. The producer's chair. Sexual harassment. Rainbow bands. Shiny happy podcast. That's just a few. I'll read some more out. Those are the ones that April was involved with.
That's probably the one where she played the most REM, though.
Which one is that?
The Shiny Happy podcast?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Otherwise, it just seems like...
yes, you're exactly... Yes.
Every time she played four...
Yeah, she played REM 4 or 5 times every show. All right, let's move on. Next person is Michael Bagford. Michael Bagford wins a lot of prizes through the Patreon mm-hmm. page.
Or he wins a lot of Christmas presents to give to others.
That's true. Or maybe he sells that stuff on mm-hmm. eBay. Michael Bagford, always first to answer the contest. First, whenever, he must have an alert whenever when I post something on Patreon.
Bagford alert. What if he had a big like red like siren in the room? Like, woo, woo.
I would believe it. So Michael Bagford is first up. Well, Carrie Scott was first, but now Bagford. Michael Bagford picked a song by XTC called Respectable Street. And here's what Michael's dedication is for April. When Pat picked you as one of his co-hosts, I was elated because I heavily enjoyed the Go Bayside podcast you hosted. The shows you did on Rock Solid were highly enjoyable and got me into some jams you played. You indirectly got me into the band XTC with your birth year episode. We'll miss hearing you, but keep being awesome. And let's hear Respectable Street from XTC. Good song, Michael. Good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Michael wins being first.
So that was the first episode she was on, and then that was... So he was... first episode she was on Rock Solid, Michael Bagford.
He's all over it.
He's all over it. He's first excited on everything. First episode she's on, grabs onto that XTC train.
I'm telling you, he should play the lotto all the time. He's mm-hmm. lucky.
What if everything else in his life was unlucky? Like he's stepping in a puddle
every time. Oh, he steps in dog poop on like a daily basis.
Yeah.
Oh, flat tire again.
That's the fifth one this week.
Oh, there's glass in my sandwich again. Bag fur. M bags. Is that what we call them?
I guess now. Yeah.
I don't think we call them that, do we? Yeah. M bags. All right. The next up is another Michael Mariano. Let me tell you what Michael says. He says, I've enjoyed April and her sense of humor for years now. And it's definitely sad to know that it's very unlikely that she'll pop up on any given episode. I wish her all the luck in the world. Now, look, if next time I go to London, I'm going to go see her and I'll make her record with us. I just will do that. I think she's going to be living in Manchester. That's mm-hmm. where a friend of the show, friend of mine, friend of Pilar's, and listener... Pete Spencer lives. So Pete, maybe you'll get to meet April. Mm-hmm. Take her out for lunch. That'll be fun. You guys would hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the song that Michael Mariano picked is called April Skies, and it's by Jesus and Mary Chain. Let's hear that. I don't have my computer in front of me tonight. I just have my notes.
You just have a ream of paper.
Yeah, I don't. The thing I printed out like 9 times. It's in front of me. But look at this though. This is all. Look at that. That's a nice font size is a 14. That's a Cambria. Is what it's called.
Mm.
So April's moving to England because she's engaged to this guy named Martin Rossiter.
Yeah.
Martin Rossiter is from Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
He fronted a Brit pop band. I think they're called Gene. I got to look that up, though. Pretty sure that's what they're called. Who can look it up quicker, me or Kyle? Probably Kyle.
Well, this browser's opening very slowly, so.
Oh, it's a race. Are we racing?
Apparently.
Here we go.
My engine's not in yet.
Found it. Here's what it says about this band. This is from Wikipedia. Gene were an English alternative rock quartet.
Like the Denim or like the DNA? No,
like Gene Simmons.
Oh, okay. So like the DNA.
Yes. Quartet that rose to prominence in the mid-1990s, formed in 1993. They were popularly labeled as a Britpop band and often drew comparisons to the Smiths because of their Morrissey-esque singer, Martin Rossiter. Well, now all coming together.
Yeah.
It is all coming together.
He's
Gene's
like a
music was
less racist Morrissey.
How about, not racist at all.
Well, that's true. Okay. Yeah.
Gene's music was influenced by The Jam, The Smiths, The Style Council, and The Clash. Cool. Love it. So I don't know how they met. I don't know anything about that. But they found love and they're engaged. And I saw some pictures on her Facebook page with her grandmother, her Nana. She calls her grandmother mm-hmm. her Nana also, like we do.
Yeah.
And Martin and Nana were at the piano. If you're friends with April, head over there and look at that. If you're not friends, don't friend her. All right. Next up, Darren Ficarelli. And I believe that's Irish, right?
Ficarelli? Yeah, Ficarelli, the O Ficarellis.
Darren says, here's a fitting track from my favorite underrated Britpop band named Sleeper. It's pretty self-explanatory, so I'll just say thanks for all the great music. We'll all miss you. And the song is called Miss You.
You look just the same in all your pictures. Still somehow you've changed a fitting or some fixtures. I told you.
So in November of 2013 when I needed to fill the co-host chair. I wanted to have rotating co-hosts. I wanted to have people that had different musical tastes than me and, you know, different personalities and different senses of humor. And I wanted to have, I wanted to have women. So, the names that I chose, Murray, Mike, Christy, and April, those were the four. Those are the ones.
Yeah.
That was my list. And I'm like, well, I think Mike would do it. Let's see if Murray would do it. I only knew Christy cause she was on a couple previous episodes. And April, I had met April a couple times. Dave Holmes was doing a show at San Francisco Sketch Fest, and April and I were both on the panel of that show. And that's the first time I really met her. And, you know, we didn't hang out, you know, outside of the show. I hang out with Christy and Mike and Murray. But April, we would just see when we would record. But man, was it fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. Well, like we would just have, as soon as she walked in, it was just a blast.
Yeah.
We would.
Also, she's still with us. It seems like she's passed away.
She didn't.
It seems like she's passed away because we're both, it's just us doing this.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, she was so much fun to have around. And
she's not dead?
No.
Okay.
Just getting married. I mean,
I thought they were shipping her body over to Manchester to be
buried. Well, yes,
buried.
But she's very much alive.
Oh, her live body.
Yeah, her live body.
But yeah, April is just like, you know, I would come home from recording with April and my wife would always say, how was the podcast? And I would just say, we just had so much fun. We would just be smiling the whole time and, you know, legit laughing.
Mm-hmm.
That's an April word. Legit. Yeah. Totes for reals. We would be laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to miss, you know, I'm going to miss her energy.
Yeah.
She hasn't been on the show since June. When we did the They Might Be Giants episode.
Yeah,
and then she was on tour all summer and then met this guy and now we're losing her.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's dead.
No, I think you're wrong about that.
Okay, next up, because my wife said, is it only guys making dedications? Because all the guys have crushes on April. And I said, there's women. There's four women on the list. And the next one is Leanne. Now, Leanne, I always forget. Ann's not your last name, but I can't find your last name. So I just call you Leanne. Or is it Leanne? How would you say that?
I think Lee.
Lee? No, I'm saying it wrong. It's not enough that I mispronounce last names. Now I can't pronounce any name.
In fairness, it's spelled L-E-I-G-H, so it could be Lee or Lay.
Okay, well,
met people that do
we'll
either.
Say Lee. I know it's Anne.
Okay.
Okay, Leanne. Okay. Leanne says, April's the coolest and she's hilarious. I've always been envious of her style. I could never pull off her look. I'm so happy that she's found a man who is worthy of her. She says she'll be visiting the States from time to time, so hopefully she'll be on the podcast at least a little bit in the future. Yeah, well, of course, you know, yeah, I hope that's true also. I'll still be listening to Sordid Details. That's April's podcast. Best wishes, April. And Leanne picked a song by the group X, and the song is called Los Angeles from the top. She had to get out of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm going to count something up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In 2014, she did 10 episodes.
Wow.
That's when we were really rotating it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we started to get more guests.
Mm-hmm.
And then
If we made a goodbye episode for everybody, like this is Bon Voyage April, yeah. I would say Sayonara Siegel.
Sayonara Siegel. What
would Christie's be?
Good Riddance.
Oh, I was going to put that for Murray.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Christie. Christie's not going anywhere.
No, I know. I just...
Where's Christie going? She loves Hollywood.
She does.
She's here.
Yeah.
Here to stay. Let me see then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 episodes in 2015. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to counting.
6 episodes in 2016.
Oh, so it's just like just slowly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in 2017, and only 2 this year.
Wow.
I know. People are busy. People get busy.
They do.
Doesn't mean they don't want to do it.
And I bet
we recorded right here. We did the warmth of vinyl with her. Who mm-hmm. are we going to spin vinyl with? No one else has records.
We've done it with Christie.
Except for Christie. We'll do it with her, obviously. I like
Murray might have records.
He'll forget to bring them or something. Siegel's a minimalist now. He doesn't have anything. He has CDs in my garage. Literally, I'm going to ask him if that can be a prize. If I can just give away Mike Siegel's CD collection
to Bagford,
to whoever. Well, because he'll win.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Steve O'Dockerson. Okay, AKA Hob the Troll. The last episode April did with us, Steve-O was here.
Mm-hmm.
It was the They Might Be Giants episode. Steve-O's dedication is, I'm so glad I got to meet April with the They Might Be Giants episode. She's introduced me to some really great music, and I'm honored to have met her. And gone to a male strip club with her, Millie, and Chip. It's Chip Pope. Here's have a wonderful time living in England, April. Yeah, apparently... I don't know, Million, those three were somewhere, and I think they did Steve-O's podcast, and then they mm-hmm. went to a male strip club.
Cool.
That's what they did. So, Steve-O picked a song by They Might Be Giants, and it's called The End of the Tour.
Happy end of the tour, when the road disappears, if there's any more people around. Engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. Never depart since the day.
That's a good song.
That's a good song.
That wasn't played on the They Might Be Giants episode, because I like that. I mean, I liked all the songs played that night. I didn't. But I do like that one's a good one.
Yeah.
Why didn't you bring that one the first time, Steve-O? He was holding it for when he killed April, mm-hmm. so that then he could play it. What was I getting to about when I asked Mike Murray, Christie, and April to do it? They were all on board, and April was totally on board because she's a music freak.
Yeah, she likes talking about it. She likes sharing music. I mean,
she writes a zine.
She wrote zines, made mixtapes. She would always say so. Like she's kind of always been giving music to others.
It makes sense that she falls in love with a musician.
Yeah.
Wonder if he's going to write songs about her.
Probably.
Probably write a song called Bangs.
Because she has bangs?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up. This comes in from Troy Torreson. He says, I can't imagine someone whose knowledge spans REM, Elvis, and obscure 80s post-punk bands known only to a few zine readers. Maybe a sad song is appropriate. A few choices... Reel Around the Fountain by The Smiths, Don't Go Back to Rockville by R.E.M., Your Silent Face by New Order, but let's go with Mystery Train by Elvis. So long, April. You will be missed by this one-time melody maker reading fellow obsessive. Thank you, Troy.
Well, that long black train got my baby and gone.
All right, turn off this jug band.
Train, train.
We were doing some air picking.
We were. Now, I'm going to point out, see that album up there, that UFO album, No Place to Run?
Mm-hmm.
They do a version of this song on that album.
Oh, yeah?
And it's great. I mean, it is great.
Yeah.
If I had my computer, I would plug in tonight and play it for you. But we're not doing that. It's not about me, my stupid music. It's about saying Rock in Peace.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Let's move on. Tom Faust. I think I said that right. Faust.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy. April, your shoes are way too big to ever truly fill. Now, that seems like he's making fun of the size of her feet. I demand that the UK send us one of their coolest ladies in exchange. What if they did? What if that was something that we didn't know about, but they had to do that?
Trade, like, oh, we got to trade.
If you're coming here, then one of ours has to go there. And they send us the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson. And then he says, good luck, Tom Faust. Is he wishing himself good luck? Good luck, Tom Faust.
No, I think that was supposed to be.
Good luck, comma, Tom Faust.
Yeah, but I'm sure there was a return in there.
Maybe. So he picked a song by the Smiths, and it's called Some Girls Are Bigger.
Than others.
No, just says some girls are bigger.
This says
it says girl. Than others?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't fit it all in my Word doc. Some girls are bigger than others.
I say to the dollars, there is but one concern. I have just discovered some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers.
What the hell is that song about? Is it
probably about not eating meat?
I don't even know what that song's about. What are some other episodes April was here for? I wish the Rock Solid database listed how many times I called April Rachel in the beginning. I did it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
This playlist says Bon Voyage Rachel.
Oh, does it?
No.
Jesus. What else did we do? We did 10 out of 10, the Rock and Roll Compass, Blue. Let's talk. Well, you know what? So we're talking about this episode, Blue. I want to jump to a different. Now, this is going to be number 18. And before you start to play that, you have to turn it up first because it starts in. But I'm going to talk about this. This comes from Anthony Mueller. He signed it Tony, so we'll call him Tony.
I thought you were going to say he signed it the Mule.
The Mules. He says, "Hey Pat, no song to post, rather a story. I have been working through the old episodes in order. During my first and only 100-mile run in October." Okay, first of all, that's insane.
Yeah.
A 100-mile
run. I understand why it would be your only one.
Yeah. Congratulations, though, Tony.
Yeah.
I was listening to the episode called Blue, which aired June 10th, 2015. Let me check the database to see if that's true. Well, this says June 11th. All right. Well, Carrie or Tony, they can fight it out. I was listening to Blue, which aired June 10th, 2015. It's early morning, dark, raining, miserable.
Sounds like a great day for a run.
Well, that's what, then he says, 18-ish hours into my run.
What?
Okay. And I get to this. And now you're going to play this clip from that show. Manic Street Preachers. But before you do that, I want to read you something. Because
it's not long enough.
Right.
No. But this is one of those reviews. This is a review for the show. It's exactly like what we're talking about when it's like, you know, play. You didn't play these.
Read their name because they're not ashamed.
Let me find it.
April's.
Okay, this was for the War and Peace episode. Okay. This is the guy who wrote this is Mr. Hero.
Oh,
more like Mr. Zero. Am I right?
Boom.
Hello. This is how he started. Hello.
Hi.
I love the concept of this podcast and appreciate music fans talking passionately about music they love. But I have some complaints/suggestions about the War and Peace episode.
Okay.
It's not an ongoing episode, so you can't give us.
You can't go back in time.
Some suggestions.
Mr. Hero, welcome back to War and Peace, episode two.
Where was Megadeth's Pete Sells? We just didn't play it.
In the trash right. where it belongs. Yeah,
also, there are tons of heavy metal songs about war, but if you're going to play an Iron Maiden song, it should be The Trooper. Okay,
it should be. It's like telling you what your opinion should be.
And plus, we were playing songs that had war or peace in the title.
Right.
The Trooper does not.
Right.
We, in fairness, we did play Run to the Hills, which is not...
Are you Mr. Hero?
Yeah, you are. Is that your Mr. secret Hero? Name?
And then he has to explain it to me, which is about British soldiers in the war. Thank you, Dick. Also, Metallica's won. Was a big omission.
It doesn't have a war or peace in it.
How about Fears? Let's Have a War. Would have been nice. And then he says, that would have been nice.
So basically this guy's
And where
complaint,
was where was Give Peace a Chance?
Is this Eddie Trunk?
This guy's complaint is, why didn't you play my song, record collection on your podcast?
All in all, I wish you guys would dig a little deeper for songs.
You didn't dig deep at all. You picked Peace Sells, and, The Trooper, and One, and, which are all
And Give
hits.
Peace a Chance.
Yeah, they're all hits. Yeah. It's not digging deep.
It's annoying
deep
to me.
All.
Just
dig
look.
Deep into your asshole and pull your head out
hey,
of there.
Hey, now. That's, let's
Yeah,
do that.
But I mean, like, you, I get, look, if you don't like something, you don't like it. That's fine.
Right.
But I used to get stuff about my podcast too, where it's like, you should do this. And I'm like, I don't have a time machine to go back and re-record this
re-record
episode.
It.
So that is, like, don't give me useless information like
this
that.
This is also free, and no one held
free.
A gun to your head
free.
And made
Turn
you
it
listen
off.
To
it.
Free.
If you don't
Turn
like
it off.
Exactly.
Delete it.
Exactly.
Also, you know what else is free? Suck it.
Sucking it. Sucking my D is free. Ain't no charge there. Yep.
So
you picked Manic Street
Peaches. I picked
Preacher?
Manic Street Peaches.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's
all right.
Or I actually just picked Manic Street Peaches.
Manic Street Peaches singing Wattsville Blues.
All right. And then Anthony goes on to say, Tony goes on to say, thanks for the laughs when I needed it. Thanks for the laughs when I needed it, April. She is so excited about show topics and music. Her energy and enthusiasm will be missed. Love the show. So basically, Anthony was saying that in a miserable hour of his run, he heard this clip brought him great joy. Mm-hmm. And
that's great.
And that was fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't know what we've said on the show. I don't know. Like, he wrote a little transcript of that. Out and I read it and I'm like, I gotta find that. I don't remember this at all, but I love April saying, sucking my D is free. But that's the kind of fun we had. I might have to go back and listen to some of these April Richardson episodes. These are great.
Yeah.
Great. And it's
I want to know if Tony listened to 18 hours worth of Rock Solid.
Well, maybe that's why it was so miserable for him. He was.
I don't mind the rain or the cold,
but boy, this podcast is.
I
rough.
Picked up the wrong.
Picked the wrong
podcast to start on my run.
I have a couple of iPods, and I picked up the wrong one today. All right, here we go. Back to some music. James Sandlin.
Yep.
We know him.
Yeah, he was in here.
He was just here
for Radiohead.
Yeah, had a cold. Luckily, James, none of us got sick.
No.
I hope you and your lovely daughter got over it quickly. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I don't know how to say, well, I'll read his dedication first. I loved April on Rock Solid, as her taste in music was probably closest to mine of all the hosts. Well, I guess we just lost a listener. This song is in honor of just how chill April seemed. Just roll with the punches type, just a roll with the punches type of person. Good luck in the UK, April. Okay. I don't know how to say this artist's name. Anderson .Paak?
Yeah, I think it's .Paak.
Anderson .Paak, and the song is called Am I Wrong?
And what about me? I believe in fate. They want to know where I'll be in 5. But what about today? What about tonight? Only one at a time. So precious, it's yours, it's mine, only one at a time. My life, yeah. Am I wrong to assume if she can't dance, then she can't? Ooh.
That song does have a chill vibe.
Yeah.
Just chilling, man.
Yeah.
Is it weird that we sit next to each other when we record, like, at the house, just like this?
Yeah, it's a little bizarre.
We're right next to each other.
Yeah.
We're holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be weird if we had, like a thing of snacks between us.
Yeah, maybe.
What should we get? Gummy bear? Are you just going to sit your tea there?
No.
Next up is another guy who's been on the show twice. We did an ABBA episode with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, what was the other episode? We have so many episodes.
It was.
Was it? It was with Christy.
That was the ABBA one, right?
No. The ABBA one was just me and, well, it's Josh Scott. It was the Bee Gees.
That's right, yeah.
Jesus, sorry, Josh. Josh Scott Fitzgerald. He says, I am so sad that April is moving. April has been such a unique, warm, funny, and super knowledgeable presence on Rock Solid and any podcast that she is on. Her presence will be sorely missed, as will her endless music recommendations. I'd say a third of my iTunes is now filled with just new bands I've heard her recommend on the show. Josh, you might want to listen to try REO Speedwagon. That's a recommendation from me, REO Speedwagon. Also, I like a band called The Bangles. Okay. Josh goes on to say, and I have to second her opinions that Life's Rich Pageant is the greatest album of all time. I'm dedicating Elton John's Sad Song Say So Much to her. I know that's her karaoke jam. I'm really sad to see you go, but wish you all the happiness in the world. Josh Fitz. Josh is such a nice guy.
He's really nice. It also sounds like people don't like us.
It really does. It sounds like they only wanted April.
Which I would understand.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Someone fun, full of life.
Who likes everything.
Kyle hates everything.
Yeah.
I just want to play Judas Priest. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's sad song say so much.
We all need to say.
Actually, just thought of two artists that you can do. We can do album artwork videos with for you.
Okay,
Elton John.
Okay,
because I know you're not familiar with
like most of them. Yeah,
and I'm thinking Fleetwood Mac because I have all the albums like from pre-Lindsey Stevie. You've probably seen the Lindsey Stevie ones, but
I've seen a handful.
Yeah,
like the famous ones, like Tusk. And,
yes, you know, so rumors. I think. Yeah, I think that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll just double it up. We'll do both of those artists at once.
Yeah.
Nah, why not spread it around?
Yeah.
All right. So April was here for the 2013, 2015, and 2016 year in review. She missed 2014 and 2017. And she's going to miss 2018 because
mm-hmm.
we haven't recorded it yet.
Mm-mm.
David Wilde's going to be sitting in for her. Okay. Siegel's out of the country. He changed his flight to try to get here on time.
Yeah.
Right now, it's me, you, Murray, Christy, and David. Doesn't sound like fun, does it? I want to know what David's going to bring. This will be fun. I know Christy's bringing a bottle of wine. She already told me that. I told everyone to bring 5 songs, then I changed it. I said, bring 7, and Christy responded.
I'll have to go to Whole Foods.
She said, honey, I'm going to be hard pressed to bring 5. I'll see you and I'll have a bottle of wine. So
he's like, I brought 1 song.
Christy's like,
it's the only time I went to Whole Foods this year and heard a song that I like.
Christy thinks she's going to the Cheers bar when she comes to.
Well, everyone knows her name.
That's true. Christy Stratton Mann. Other episodes, April was on. She was on the Sir Elton episode. She was on Eyes, the Rock and Roll Zoo, One Word Bands, Want Versus Need, Songs About Girls, Songs About Guys, Sound Like Songs, Holiday Jams, Wild and Crazy.
Holiday Jams would be a good one to revisit for the holiday season.
Yeah.
If people wanted to go back and
true
listen to others. True. I'm trying to get people to listen to our show.
Now just that April's
current,
gone?
Just not the current episodes.
Not going to listen anymore. It sounds like all these dedications, no one's going to listen anymore. Warmth of Vinyl Volume 2, Warmth of Vinyl Volume 3, Rock the Clash Bah. That was with Frank Beernut. EPs, and They Might Be Giants. Those are all the episodes she was on. Now she's...
It's like we're doing a basketball game where nothing's happening. And yeah, those are all the stats we have on this sheet.
That's what we got. Next up, we got a dedication from Jeff Frank. Jeff Frank says, April, thanks for being the Jam to the Bon Jovi, the Mike Mills to the Paul Stanley, the Little 5 Points to the Buckethead. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not right. I read that wrong. The Little 5 Points to the Buckethead Good. No, that's not, no, I can't read. I'm going to try again. Jeff, I'm so sorry. The Little 5 Points to the Buckethead. Good luck in jolly old England. I was doing well until that last...
You were just making up whatever.
No, it said the Little 5 Points to the Buckethead.
To the Buckingham Palace. Nope, sorry.
Well, the main part of it all...
To the Buckaroo Bonsai. Nope, nope.
The main part, April, is good luck in jolly old England. Here's REM's Radio Free Europe. Jeff Frank's a cool guy. He was at our show in San Francisco last year. Well, this past year with Rick Springfield. He went out for dinner with us. He was also in town here. Took me out for food and drinks. I think I got drunk. Not like drunk, but I had two drinks, maybe three. That's it for me. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, we were very close to the house. Was I driving? I don't think I was driving. I think he was driving. Maybe I was driving. Literally 3 blocks from the house.
When you just walk?
I think it was cold.
Hmm.
So Jeff Frank, good dude. Next up, Carly Anderson.
That's right.
She was just here. Mm-hmm. Did a replacements episode that hasn't dropped yet.
Mm-hmm. The Mats.
The Mats.
But all of these episodes that haven't dropped yet that we've teased are available in the ASAP Club.
Oh, yeah. If we're teasing episodes, you can hear all of them right now.
Yeah, they're all
sign
recorded.
Up for $5 and I'll send them right to you.
Yeah.
Because we have so many in the can right now. We are way ahead. Way ahead.
Oh, I'm a dumbass.
What?
Oh, wait, no, because this will air before those. Never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, this is going to drop soon.
Sorry, I thought like, I was like, oh, this is going to air till after all those.
Why No. We have, no, there'll be still tons to hear. All right. Here's what Carly Anderson says. Hi, Pat. Hey, Carly. That's it. That's always it. No. Hi, Pat. If I get in under the wire, I would request Animal Nitrate by Suede because I think April is the only rock solid host who would play this awesome glam rock Britpop classic from the 90s. I would dearly miss her encyclopedic knowledge on all things Britpop. I could listen to her and David Wilde go on for hours. Kind regards, Carly. Let's hear Animal Nitrate by Suede. Now the typing is time. I never heard that song before.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed like a jam.
Did.
Hey, maybe April would Skype in and do an episode from England. I mean, I always say that I don't Skype and I don't do phoners, but that's really with guests because I want to sit face to face with the guests. So I'm never going to break that rule. Someone said, "What if Mick Jagger wanted to call in?" I guess Mick Jagger could call in,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not.
And then Mick goes, "I don't do phoners."
I've said no to people. I've said no to people that wanted to call in. I've said, "No, we don't do that. Those sound, I don't like how they sound. I don't think it's good." I mean, I like to, it's when you're interviewing someone for me, if you were lucky enough to live in,
if you're lucky enough to be here on Rock Solid,
if you're lucky enough to live in an area like Los Angeles or even Nashville or New York or any of these places where musicians actually live, London, and you can get them face to face, why wouldn't you try? I mean,
well, it also it's since we play music on the show,
right.
We want them to
in
be
real time.
In
we
real
don't put
time,
it in, we don't put it in later,
and we want them to hear it,
yeah.
And then
comment.
You know, you'll notice things like, "Oh, I saw you smile when that like yeah. guitar part." Like they're in it. They're in the moment with the headphones yeah. on and everything. Whereas, like if they were Skyping, they might, you know, just kind of be zoning out during that time, the delay.
Look, when John Waite was on the show and I played a song that I love so much called St. Patrick's Day, it's like a bonus track on one of his greatest hits albums, but it was a new track that he put on there. And as it was playing, I could see he was starting to tear up and he grabbed my hand at the table. He grabbed my hand and
said, "Do you ever fucking play this song again?
What you fucking play that for?" And it got to him, and I didn't pick that song thinking that I was gonna get that reaction out of him. I picked that song because I love that song, and he just was so happy that was a song that I picked. And he goes, "I haven't really listened to that for so long." And I go, "Let's put that in the set list. You know what I mean? Put it back in there.
Only once a year."
That's right. So I mean, you're not gonna get that, you know, over Skype or phone. So we're lucky. I'm not saying you shouldn't, because I mean, look, John Lamoureux gets from the Hustle podcast. John's been here before, friend of the show. I just was texting with him today. He gets a ton of people that I would like John Oates on the show, but I can't get him because when he's here, he never has time.
Yeah.
But John Lamoureux can get anyone he wants. Because they can phone
yeah.
in.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to.
Yeah, and that's cool. But anyway, what was I saying? But I wouldn't be against April texting. That would be
yeah, texting in and then I'll maybe cold read.
I'll cold read because I do that well. But I wouldn't be against her Skyping in or phoning in. And maybe that's something we could do.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Sure.
All right. Let's move on. Art Nitschke. Now that's guys. He's a linebacker from the 40s, right?
He yeah, played. Probably.
He played football without a face mask, right?
Probably.
Leather helmet. Art yeah. Nitschke. Remember Nitschke? That guy was the roughest guy on the field.
Isn't he a philosopher? Nitschke.
Oh, maybe he might be. I might have my Nitschkes messed up. Art. That'd be Arthur, right?
I would assume. Maybe mm-hmm. it's just Art.
Here's what he says. "Pat, could you play REM's The End of the World as We Know It for April's last Rock Solid show?" I couldn't. I can't. If you would have just said play it, but you're asking me, and I can't. No, I can't. "April's moving so far away isn't the end of the world for her fans, but it's close. Have a wonderful time in jolly old England." Now, this is the two guys playing REM both said jolly old England. What do you think of that?
Curio.
Could you play it from the top, Pat? Nope. Drop us in about 4 minutes, Kyle. How long is the song?
4:07.
Yep, drop us in right at 4 minutes. He says, "You can find it on the eponymous CD, which you should have, as I gave it to you." Well, I do have it. I don't know if I still have it. I'm turning around. What am I doing right now, Kyle?
You're looking at your CD collection to see if you still have it. Yeah, you have it. It's right there.
Right there.
Boom.
What do you think of that album cover?
Thanks, Art. Nitschke?
What is that?
It looks like someone drew a honeycomb on it.
Yeah, it looks like someone dropped a one checks cereal. One.
What's that in the corner? Oh, that's me in the corner.
That's solid joke. That's a rock solid joke. Let's hear it from the top. Art Nitschke style.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world. Serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up. An ox beat. Grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down. High wire and a fire. Represented seven games in the government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. My team reporters baffle Trump, tethered crop. Look at that, no plane, fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population common poop. What it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs, listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright. Light, feeling, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
I love that song.
It is a great song.
That's a great fucking song. 4 minutes. That's 4 minutes and 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Feels like it would be like a 2 minute and 30 second song.
Yeah. Well,
it's longer. It's twice as long.
Mm-hmm.
Twice as much fun. We have a guest coming on that we're going to record with on December 12th. That's 2 days after my nasal surgery.
That'll be good.
I hope so. They told me that I'd be fine the next day. They don't know me. I'm a terrible patient. They're going to put a balloon.
Why are you a terrible patient?
I don't know. I think I'm kind of a pussy when it comes to like procedures and stuff. Kind of a baby.
Is it because like... Because my dad's a terrible patient too. So I'm wondering if it's the environment you were brought up in.
Probably. Because our... The old man. He's always a horrible patient.
Look at that thumb.
Look at it. Yeah. Look at my face. Like if you, like you could say, I just had open heart surgery, which is what Murray says all the time. Jesus, Murray. And my dad would go, oh, I got some arthritis here in my thumb knuckle. Yeah. That's not the same thing. It's not even close.
No. Just like attention
yeah.
to me.
Yeah. Pay attention. Me, me, me. But yeah, so we're going to be recording with a guest, and it's kind of inadvertently related to April Richardson, because April posted that she had just met this guy when she was on Dana Gould's podcast, and this guy was on also.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, this guy's open to doing podcasts? So I contacted him directly.
He said, are we going to be talking about Planet of the Apes as well?
He said, no. But yeah, we're going to be recording with a teen heartthrob from the 70s. He's one of the Hardy Boys. He now makes his living writing for television, Mr. Sean Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
So I am super excited about that. And
which Hardy Boy did he play?
He was Joe.
What's the other one? Tom?
Frank?
Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Tom Hardy is not one of the Hardy Boys.
That's right. He's not the third Hardy Boy?
No. Nice try, though. Okay. Tried to get away with that. All right. Nick James is next. Now, Nick, I'm not going to lie. We had a lot of problems with that. A lot of people sent me the song. I had to buy a lot of these fucking songs, too.
Well, now you have them for the collection.
I have them for the collection. It just comes out of the Patreon money. Thank you, everyone, Patreon supporters. But Nick first sent me like a FLAC. Sent me like a FLAC file. Couldn't do anything with that.
Stop. Everyone, stop sending the FLAC file. You can't play it in things. I don't want to download another player, and I don't want to download something to convert it. Yes, I know I can convert it in VLC. Yes, I know it ruins the quality. Yes, I don't care. My ears aren't that in tune, and neither are anyone else's. So quit fooling yourselves.
Yes, I would love to get like a whole bunch of formats, and then you say, the only format you would definitely be able to tell would be vinyl, because it would be like... Okay, so I'm making fun, Nick, but we got through it. Nick says, April, I'll miss the rad tunes you bring to the table. Godspeed, dude. That's nice, simple, but and it's easy for me to read. The band is called Christian Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called Full Morrissey.
Oh,
Wish it was in FLAC.
It would have sounded better. Nick, send us FLAC next time. Actually, all he did was give me flack. Next up, Patrick Dupuy. We know him.
Yeah.
He came to our live event in the studio.
Yes.
A bunch of listeners just hanging out. Everyone took a turn at the table. Good time. He's currently in Paris. He just tweeted a picture of him in a Rock Solid t-shirt.
And a horse mask.
And his horse head. I don't know why he wears that.
Funny.
Maybe it is funny. It's his thing. I feel like Bojack Horseman is on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why he's... How do you start that, though? I'm going to buy that, and I'm going to take pictures of myself in it from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice guy.
He's going to make a coffee table book, Horsing Around the World.
He could do that. Yeah. I like that idea. You can take that, Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick says, April was always a fantastic co-host, and hopefully she'll keep on rocking over there. Best of luck over there means
across the pod.
Brexit.
Yeah. Don't get too comfy.
He picked Anarchy in the UK by Sex Pistols. From their one and only album, studio album, Never Mind the Bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. You can get this if you can find it. It's very hard to find. I have a two-disc set, remastered. And this is the best that it's ever sounded and ever going to sound.
What are you hearing, FLAC, buddy?
It's got two discs. First disc has the original 12-song album, plus one, two, three, four B-sides. And the second disc is a live disc from the Stockholm Happy House in Sweden. So I recommend you find this and buy it. I don't get any money from this.
No. And you just pulled it off your shelf and there it goes right
back. Pulled it off my shelf. It's going to feel weird when we're done tonight, what time is it right now?
It's like 11:09.
11:09. And when we're done, we're going to pack this equipment up and run it over to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I'm awake now.
Yeah.
All right. Another lady coming up, Karen Landry. She says she's going to play Rufus Wainwright's One Man Guy. And I said that before the dedication because the dedication says this is too many she's. Let me try it again. April once mentioned she wanted to check out his music more. Rufus Wainwright's music. She and I have similar taste in music. She will be missed. Rock and peace.
Looking at the paper, there's like one that's a paragraph. I literally thought that's the one you were going to start reading when you were like having trouble.
We already did that. That was Carrie Scott's.
Yeah.
We already did it. Okay, so this is from Karen Landry. This is Rufus Wainwright. One Man Guy.
People know when they see this show the kind of a guy I am. They'll recognize just what I stand for and what I just can't stand. They'll perceive what I believe in and what I know is true. That's just great. It's trying to find the end of you.
Next up is from our friend Barry Giglio.
Hey, Barry.
Barry Giglio. He says in his dedication, I'd like to suggest New Order performing Ceremony. Start at 1 minute and 35 seconds. One of my favorite memories of visiting LA is hanging out with the Rock Solid team and watching Rock Docs. Now, yeah, that was an eBay auction to raise money for Smile Train, and Barry won it. And I didn't promise that everyone would be there, but everyone came. Mm-hmm. All the co-hosts came. Me, Mike, Murray, Christy, and April. Everyone was there. It says, April and I bonded over our love of New Order, and this is one of my favorite Joy Division / New Order crossover songs. Please give April my best. It's so great to see her so happy. Looks like Peter Hook has a few dates in February 2019 in the UK. Hope she checks him out. Take care. Please give my best to Kyle, Murray, Mike, and Christy, and happy holidays. Thanks, Barry. And right back at you. Earlier we had Patrick Dupuy, and now we have another Patrick Enright. Let me read his dedication. Patrick says,
and you're Patrick.
And I'm Patrick. It's crazy.
Too many Patricks.
Also, I want to thank April for all the time that she gave us.
Yeah.
And all the fun.
Yeah.
And again, it was just, I can't.
It's not fun with other people. But
no, it's not fun.
It's strange just, when it's someone that you only know through that, like you only hang out through that. It's like you hang out with David Wilde more than you hung out with April.
Yeah, definitely true. It's so weird when this person is in your life, but you only see them when you're recording this show. And it was just always a blast. Like I always looked forward to recording with April. I always look forward to her. I knew she wasn't going to like the songs I played, and I was always interested in what she might play. I still remember the first time I ever heard Gang of Four was when April Richardson played Gang of Four, and I was just like, what in the hell is this, and why have I never heard this before? Because it was awesome. So I want to thank April for turning my ears onto music that I might never have heard before, and I liked a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And she gave me Squeeze CDs, and she was, I don't know, she's just great. She is exactly what you think she is.
Yeah. So no bullshit,
and we'll miss her. Rock in peace.
Nope, not dead.
Not dead.
Again, not
okay.
Dead.
All right. Patrick Enright says, April has always been cool and funny and has brought a unique musical taste and style to the podcast. She will be missed and can hopefully return from time to time. While I'm not certain she'll like the song I dedicated, as far as the music goes, I have no doubt she'll get behind the lyrics. The band is called Too Much Joy, and the song is Long-Haired Guys from England.
In the music biz have credit cards they subscribe to Miz, and they only want to fuck long-haired guys from England.
What the heck?
From England. There's this girl in my record company. I dig her, but she doesn't like me. And her boyfriend, the other nanny, and a ponytail, and it ends alright. Long-haired guy from England. Oh.
I'd be interested in hearing the rest of that album.
Yeah, that's great.
That's kind of fun. Patrick, if you have that album, we transfer it to me, please.
Yeah.
Not FLAC.
Yeah.
Just a nice MP3.
That cover's horrible.
It's all over the place. What year is that song?
2005.
The album cover should be a little bit better than that. What's the album called?
Too Much Joy.
That's the band.
Oh, the album, Serial Killers.
Serial Killers. But cereal is like...
Like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, like so you'd be killing Count Chocula and Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be hard? Who do you think would be the hardest cereal animated character to kill?
Boo Berry.
Oh, because he's already dead.
Yep.
I think Tony the Tiger, too, because he's a tiger.
Yeah, he's always at like a school. He's surrounded by kids. That's why.
Yeah. You know who would be the easiest? Because he's so fucking stupid. The guy, the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs guy.
You know him coming a mile away.
Yeah. What's his, does he have a name?
Sonny.
Sonny. He's an idiot. What a fucking jackass. All right. Hey, our friend Adam Jones. Adam Jones designed our logo, and he used to be one of our Rock Solid artists until he got his own podcast. And
1990 what? That's his podcast, right?
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
It's like 199 question mark. I think it's 1990 what?
So many of the guys that, so many people related with the show in some way now have started podcasts, and I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Because I hope they're having as much fun as we're having.
Mm-hmm. They're like, if these guys can do it.
These idiots can do it. I mean, come on. Okay. This is, the artist is Dan Mangan.
What's up, Dan Mangan?
Am I saying that right, Mangan, or is it Mangan?
Maybe Mangan.
I like Mangan, Dan Mangan. Song is called Basket. Here's the dedication. Dan is one of my favorite current singer-songwriters, and he has some beautiful and emotive music, including this song about having someone you can grow old with. It looks like she might have found that person, and I think that's awesome. Well, if she hasn't, then she'll move back here and we'll do an episode about divorce songs. All right, Dan Mangan, this is Basket.
We are old and our son took the dog away, and fair enough, guess we're tired all the time. All the time. And you know dogs, they need ample time outside. So I'll stay, but I'm telling you I don't wanna stay. So I'll brace myself against the wall and hope to God that I don't fall. My bones are worn, my hip won't hold. I used to be so young, how did I get so old? Won't you take my cane and hold my hand? You're holding on to all I have, just a basket full of
Jesus, Adam, you're killing me with these lyrics. I don't know if I could listen to a whole album of that. This made me cry.
Yeah.
That sounded very much like, what's the guy's name from the movie Once? Did you see that movie Once?
No.
You should see that. You'd hate it. You wouldn't like it. You looking it up?
Yeah. Also, I should mention that Serial Killers came out in 91. Some reason it said 2005 in our thing.
What's the guy's name? Glenn. What is it?
Hansard.
Yeah, it reminds me of him, Glenn Hansard. Then is he in Swell Season? Am I saying that right? One of the bands he in Swell Season. It'll say related acts.
Yeah, the Swell Season. Yeah.
Okay, the Swell Season.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on. Here's another Patrick. Patrick Swanson. Although certainly no fool herself, I dedicate Aretha's April Fools, a cover of a Burt Bacharach tune from the fantastic 1972 album Young, Gifted, and Black.
I'm pretty sure, I think April said she likes Burt Bacharach, right?
Maybe. And he dedicates this to April, who is young, gifted, and white. I've enjoyed her heartily on the show and wish her the best overseas. Please remind her that in England, Fanny refers to your minge. Love, Patrick Swanson. Okay, Patrick, this is Aretha Franklin. Rock and peace, Aretha Franklin. This is April Fools.
In an April dream, once you came. Come true.
You just bought an Aretha Franklin.
Just going to bring this up, Kyle. I was just going to bring this up. So I've been looking for this. I think it's Best of Aretha Franklin, Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
So CD Trader's having a sale.
Black Friday.
I find it. It's $3.99. I get up there. I buy it. I buy a couple other things, too. Then you and I go have some pizza, and I'm looking at my things I bought, and I open up the CD case, and the Best of Aretha Franklin Volume 1 is in this case. Now, let me tell you something. I can't find this Volume 2. It's really expensive.
Now you just have half of it. You have the case, you know.
No, I returned it today. Oh. Yeah. So I couldn't, I haven't been able to find it. It's hard to find. It seems to be expensive on eBay, and so if anyone finds it, the Best of Aretha Franklin, Volume 2. It's got like a yellow, the 70s.
Yeah.
This is like the subtitle. And it's got like a yellow border and a picture of Aretha. And if you can find that, please let me know. I want a physical copy. Mm-hmm. Anyone can download.
You want a FLAC? It's
bullshit. I don't want FLAC. So anyway. All right. Wow, we only have two more to go.
And then we'll never talk about April again.
I doubt it. I think we will. this comes from Greg Cadester. And let me read this dedication to you. My first time listening to Rock Solid was an episode with April. She reminded me so much of one of my good friends growing up, who was a diehard Jam fan, that I had to hear more. I basically binge listened to all the April shows after that. Then, of course, have listened to nearly everything since. Nearly? Greg, what haven't you listened to?
He's like, well, I don't like Iron Maiden. I don't like the ones that Pat and Kyle do by themselves.
Since April is heading to the UK, I am dedicating the Jam's London Girl to April. Congratulations, April. I have two Gene albums on my shelf, by the way. And again, Gene is... Martin Rossiter's band.
Mm-hmm.
And Martin Rossiter is a guy who stole April from the Rock Solid podcast. So thanks a lot, Martin. Thanks. Hope you're happy. London Girl by The Jam. Siegel loves The Jam. Thank you, Greg Cadester.
Mm-hmm.
Greg tweets a lot about music. He's one of the people that is listening to music every day and tweeting about it. And he's a great guy. And Rock in peace, Greg Kadestar.
Nope, not dead.
Oh, I thought. I'm all caught up with this dedicating thing.
Nope.
Do you want to? Do you have anything that you want to say to April if she's listening?
I can't say no.
Say I'm good.
Oh no! I mean, everyone's kind of said it, but she was fun to have it record with. I always look forward to recording with her.
She's not dead.
Oh yeah. Oh, she's not. No, it was always fun. She brought fun stuff. She was one of the few that also liked Nine Inch Nails, so that was cool. So yeah,
she was rad.
Rad.
All right, my dedication is the last one. This will be our playout song. Before that, follow April Richardson at APY.
Mm-hmm.
She's also, I think, aprilrichardson.com. She's got a fan page on Facebook. You can like that. And we wish her many, 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 many years of wedded bliss and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like Manchester, England is the place.
Well, I think she also had said on the show before too, like she always wanted to live there.
Yeah. So now,
so it's kind of perfect.
She's getting all her ducks in a row.
Yep.
There you go. And then she's gonna kill this guy and stay there.
Oh, you think she's a Black Widower?
I think that's what's happening.
Or a Black Widow?
Yeah.
Not a Black Widower.
She's a Black
He's
Widow.
A Black Widower.
Yes.
That's a great movie.
Who's in that?
I'm joking. But I'm saying, like, if a guy who marries women and kills them, and then a woman who marries men and kills them marry each other, and then they're trying to kill each
Black
other.
Black Widow, like Spy with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, it's like Spy versus Fi. With a married couple.
Oh,
you know what? Cut this out.
I'm leaving it.
Want to make some money off that?
What? Go to the Patreon page. We have so many great prizes that we're giving out all the time, and I added a new tier, which is a $1 tier. I call it the Set It and Forget It.
The Ronco Rotisserie tier.
That's with what you get for the $1 tier is you get our gratitude. Thank you so much. That's what you get. But then if you go up to $2, you get to win prizes almost weekly. I never planned to give prizes away weekly, but I've had...
Lately,
it's been every week.
Mm-hmm.
But now, eventually, it's going to dry up, and I'll just be giving, hey, who wants a pencil? But but right now, great prizes, and I just keep amassing more and more prizes from labels
at the prize chair over there. There's some good things. There's some books.
Yeah, there's other stuff coming. I mean, I have a gorgeous Rolling Stones Voodoo Lounge uncut 3-disc vinyl set that I'm going to give away. I don't want to say, it's going to be a sneaky surprise when that is given away. But anyway, but we're at Rock Solid Show. I'm at Pat_Francis. Kyle is at Kyle Dotson Funny. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show, the t-shirts, and that'll give you a link to the Patreon page. But
all the episodes are up there. If you want to click on April, you can sort by all of her episodes and go through. And
the ASAP Club is going to hear this episode and our year in review episode way before anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the $5 tier. And that's all. That's all I got to say. So I want to dedicate a song. So Martin Rossiter, who's going to be not Mr. April Richardson. Martin Rossiter, who is April's fiance, he had a band called Gene, but he also has a solo album. Now, Kyle, read me the name of this solo album because I can't pronounce that word.
The Defenestration of St. Martin.
The Defenestration of St. Martin. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means?
It's when someone throws you out a window?
Yeah, when something gets thrown out a window, yeah.
So, and he has his own name in the title. So does that mean that he got thrown out a window?
I don't know. Maybe there's a story about St. Martin getting thrown out a window. Who knows?
Maybe there is. So, and all the Gene music and all Martin Rossiter's music is on iTunes. So I was listening to his solo album.
So if you want to give him a wedding gift, buy 3 albums.
Yeah, let's do it. So I was listening to a solo album. I believe this is the last song on this album. And it's just perfect. I mean, wait till you hear this thing. It's called Let the Waves Carry You.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Waves Carry You to England. April, thanks so much for all the time you gave us. Thank you so much for all the fun you gave us. Thank you so much for introducing everyone to new music and speaking so passionately and from the heart about the music you love, and for just being funny and a positive presence always behind the mic and in life. We appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you again. And best of luck with everything you do, and we will be talking. Here's Martin Rossiter with Let the Waves Carry You. Congratulations to you too, Martin.
On you go, all the best. Let the waves carry you. Pack your bags, fix eyes ahead. Let the waves carry you. There is nothing here to keep you. Let the waves carry you unafraid. On you go with our best. Let the waves carry you.
Okay.